Hello?
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I think the line just dropped probably when you were trying to switch over. So here's my thought process on this. What I can do is this. I can bump it up one tier without, like, throwing any flags on the field on the 10-month and the 12-month term. So basically, it would drop it up. It would, if I go more than that, I know they're going to ask a lot more questions on the funding side that I don't think it's worthwhile. I don't like to open a can of worms. So basically, on the 10-month term, your payback would be lower to 381, and on the 12-month term, it would be lower to 384, respectively. Let me make sure that math's right. Give me 1 second. You got an interesting file, but I think, you know, this work is definitely worth it to get you in the get you something solid. Let's see. Give me 1 second. 12 months drops to from 390 to 387. That payment would be, it's not a huge cost, but it's just saving you $3,000. So the cost goes from 390 to 387. The payment is $1,536. On the 10-month term, you're going to drop from 384 to 381, and the payment's going to drop to 1,815. But keep in mind that regardless of the term you take, we'll include a significant discount for paying off early at different terms. So whether you go from this program to renewing this program or to a separate program, potentially, you've got a lot of options.
Okay, why don't you send me a 10-month term then?
Okay, can you send me a copy of your driver's license?
I can when I pull over.
Yeah, no, just copy your driver's license, and I can probably use the checking account on file, but if you have a voided check, it'd be great. So let me just walk you through the process real quick. So I'd get you documents tomorrow. It's not going to be the same as that on-deck automatic funding. There's some stipulations I'm going to ask for. You've sent everything to Nick, so I have almost everything I need. But basically, assuming all documents were signed tomorrow, I'd get them cleared and go into funding, because obviously there's some junior underwriters on the file. I'd probably be touching base with you then on Thursday and saying, hey, Chant, if anything comes up, I'll let you know. Or, hey, perfect world, everything is cleared and good to go. Now you just need to call Everest, get the payoff letter, make a zero balance, and get the on-deck letter. And I think you could fund this by Thursday or Friday. Probably Friday being more realistic.
Okay.
Perfect. Other than that, look forward to getting this first one done for you, and I will keep you apprised. I will look out for your driver's license and voided check. And we're looking for the voided check for that main account.
The one with the larger deposits?
Correct. The one that the on-deck account and the EBF account. Correct.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. And you said you have to go through a process. Like, what is the process? What do we have to do? Do we have to provide any more data, or what do you guys need?
They hit you with a lot of stuff. Let me bring it up. It sounds scary, but it's really not. Bear with me. I'm an early. I'll get your bank statement for June or month to date, which is fine for your accounts. Copy of your driver's license, easy. Copy of your voided check, easy. Landlord reference, easy. Three trade references, easy. I think you sent your profit and loss and balance sheet, so we already have that. We'll need to get a copy of your accounts receivable and accounts AR and AP age, which is pretty simple. Verification of business address, that's easy. Let's see. Chant. I don't think these guys understand. Now I'm going to have to... I'm so frustrated. I'm reading this other approval, and they want the payoff for Rapid, which was supposed to be zero. Good God, these people just do not understand. I'm sorry. I have to go back and talk to them again.
I want you to do that. Let me know on email.
What?
Let me know on email what you find out. Go ahead.
I apologize.
No big deal. We're not desperate for the money.
I understand. What is your balance with Rapid, by the way?
I told you. I think last time. I'm going off memory, but I think it's like 190.
I don't think they understand. Let me walk over there. Give me a second. I'm sorry.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'll be back later. Or email.
I'm going to shoot you an email. Thank you.